Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah Bear, Miss Sarah J. What's up, Sarah J?
What up?
Nothing much. This is take two because I messed up. So luckily, as Sarah said, we only messed up 8 minutes in. So first off, congratulations to my cousin EJ and his wife Dominique. They had their first child, and he celebrated that by putting his son's penis on Instagram. Which, I mean, that's one way of doing it. I was thinking, though, I don't think there's any baby pictures of my penis anywhere. So I think these new parents, they on some different stuff, right? I think, you know what? I think his son should grow up and, like, no, I'm not going to say beat him up, but, like, hold him down, you know, just for that. Just you should always keep that picture for, like, remember how... what was it? The sitcoms back in the day, right? When the daughter would go out on a date and the mom or the dad, or even the son, the child would go on a date and the mom and dad would be like, oh, invite your date in so I can show her your baby pictures. And the kid would be all like, oh, I'm embarrassed. Now it's just like, you can't even hold that over the kid no more. It's just like, dude, it's on Instagram. She wanted to go see that. She would have saw that a long time ago.
Yep. All over the internet.
And you got an icebreaker. You could be like, I promise you, I'm way much bigger than that now. That you got an icebreaker. Labor Day weekend, unofficial end of the summer. Beyonce's birthday. A lot of shit went down this week too. Michael Jackson's birthday. Spotify dropped off their top 30 stream songs. Just doing a US list. I'm not gonna go do the global list because there were some people on there that I was like, what? Number one, this top 10. Well, no, we'll go bottom up. Number 10 was Childish Gambino's Redbone. Number 9 was Location by Khalid. Number 8 was 21 Savage's Bank Account. Number 7, Post Malone's Congratulations featuring Quavo. Number 6, I'm the One with what? Chance the Rapper, Migos, Lil Wayne, Justin Bieber. Number 5 was Humble. Number 4, Unforgettable. Number 3, Wild Thoughts. Number 2, EXO Tour Life. And number 1 was Despacito Remix.
You know what's weird about this list is that it's so urban, right?
Yeah.
But if you sat up there and let's say you did the summer, everything beforehand, and if you went off of this list and you watched the MTV Music Awards, it's like two different things. You wouldn't even think that urban... music existed.
No, because who? What they had? Kendrick.
They had Lil Uzi Vert, but they hadn't performed with Ed Sheeran, yeah, right? They had Khalid, who won like Best New Artist.
He is with Logic.
Okay. I mean, is that where it ends, though? Like, those were their four urban artists?
Yeah, and I said that to you, that MTV wasn't... I was like, look, if R&B and pop, R&B and hip-hop are the number one music... let's see if MTV represents that, and they didn't really do a good job. Speaking of which, I didn't put this in our notes, but MTV VMAs was the lowest rated VMAs since they started keeping track in like 94. I knew that was going to happen. Like, I knew nobody was going to watch the VMAs. It's like...
it was on the same night as Game of Thrones season finale. It doesn't work.
Their target audience isn't there anymore. Like, kids don't care about... the award shows, like, no, it drew a 5.4 million according to the Washington Post. Omega says 94 Nielsen. So they're asking, the Washington Post points out that although Game of Thrones completely dominated Sunday night, the VMAs were able to beat the HBO series. Yeah, we talked about this among the teenage viewers, and they said that the VMAs are able to be streamed online, and the 2016 awards reportedly drew 45.8 million streams. I'm y'all can't see my face, but I'm like, damn, you trying to tell me 50 million people watch the VMAs?
Yeah, probably across the world.
That's true. This year, you could also watch online, but you had to have, if you had an existing cable TV subscription. So the 2016, and then oh, that was 45.8 million streams on Facebook, and then 4.5 million streams in 2015. So at least from 2015 to 2016, it went up. But it's no knock. I mean, the VMAs are the VMAs as well. We're definitely not their audience. So it's an award show, but it's still, you're not keeping these kids' interest anymore. But you know who is keeping these kids' interest? Miss Taylor Swift. Oh, she dropping songs back to back. She went Drake on them. She debuted with this. She debuted the song right before the. It's like you got a clip of the song right before the Alabama FSU game. The,
is she from Alabama?
No, she's from Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Remember her story? She's from there, and then she wanted to be a singer. So her dad had money. So they drove down to Nashville, and he bought a stake in the record company, and they pushed the button. You didn't know Taylor Swift's story?
I never cared when she first came out.
That's the condensed version.
I thought that she was in like a runner-up from American Idol. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, this girl must be from American Idol. Basically, Taylor Swift got like shoved down our throats.
Yeah. Her dad owns a stake in that record company. And that's what ended up helping. Let me see. She's from Pennsylvania, born and raised. She's moved to Nashville, Tennessee at the age of 14 to pursue a career in country music. She signed with the label Big Machine Records, which is funny because all these rappers, remember back in the day when rappers would be like, man, I ain't got the machine behind me. And they, you know, some of these rappers got the machine. And they was just like, we're going to just call ourselves Big Machine Records. and then that's when she started dropping all these songs. But yeah, I think her father bought a stake in that record company. So he's like, look, if I own some of this, y'all gonna push my daughter. And then iHeart started debuting the song Ready For It on Sunday morning, and Taylor Swift is rapping. And I don't know how I feel about this. And I don't know how I feel about the rollout. Like, why did you push the next song out so quickly after the first song? When is this album dropping? You obviously got it done. You got the back-to-back songs.
Well, the rumor is that the album's not dropping until November 10th. Did you hear the story behind that?
No.
So the rumor is that the album's dropping like November 10th. The shade behind it is that's supposed to be the anniversary of Kanye West's mom's death.
But they said, I did hear that part. And they was like, we did not do that on purpose, blah, blah.
Then pick a different day.
Yeah, go November 17th or November 3rd. Those are both
Black
Fridays.
Friday. Just do it on Black Friday.
I was surprised she didn't do it on Black Friday. This song is, I mean, you know what? I love Taylor's energy, especially at award shows, right? I know the VMAs found another white woman with short hair to start dancing around, but Taylor really looked like she'd be into hip hop when the performers are on stage, right? But I don't know if I could go to a Taylor Swift concert and watch her rap. I was like, it just looks awkward.
I'm not going to a Taylor Swift concert to watch her sing. So, I mean, it's neither here nor there for me.
I'm glad though. Hold up. Could you imagine? Hold up. So this is the last month I think you can drop your album.
For the fourth quarter?
No, no, not for the fourth. Be Grammy nominated for the ones coming up in February. Man, what if she had dropped this in September and then she won Album of the Year over Jay-Z just the same way? Like, who did Taylor Swift beat out? Kendrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kendrick or something like that. It was an album.
Remember that was the year Kendrick got robbed because he got like beat out by like Macklemore and stuff?
No, I thought Macklemore was Rap Album of the Year. There was one that was Album of the Year, and then remember Taylor Swift... Maybe Taylor Swift didn't beat anybody out, but remember the year she won and she had all those guys behind her and she threw the shade at Kanye and stuff like,
oh my God.
All right, this should be the end because I don't care if she dropped a third album. She's just going to be in the song section. Hopefully this is not the end for Lil Wayne because he's suffering these multiple seizures. Sunday, TMZ's, according to TMZ, they found Wayne unconscious in his hotel room at the West End. And he went to Northwestern Memorial Hospital. He's in Chicago. And then that's where he suffered another seizure. And the bullshit about it was his team was trying to get him let out early so he can make his Vegas show, which as of this recording has been canceled. And they replaced it with replaced Lil Wayne with T.I. But I'm like, y'all act like Prince didn't happen. They act like Michael Jackson didn't happen. Like health. The doctors are like, no, we're not letting him out. Like, what are y'all doing? I know Birdman didn't pay him, so he needs the money, but he needs to call up Rick Ross and be like, hey, you got some of those pears or fruit, whatever, because you got to get your life in order. Like, you got too many kids. I'm thankful for your fans. Fuck the fans. You got kids.
I think he needs a better team behind him. Because, like, if I got found unconscious, I don't think the smart thing for me would be to go try to do a show.
Yeah, that just doesn't even look right. If that is the rumor, or if that rumor is true, that your team was like, hey, he got a show he got to do. You better. I think the... What's it, Darius Hotel? I forgot what it was, but they were just like, hey, health is first and foremost. We're fine with it. And the fans should understand, this is not a made-up story. He has a history of seizures, so you should have been like, hey, that's cool. T.I.'s not like, oh, man, T.I. ain't got no songs.
The hotel's pronounced Dre's or Dry's or something. All right. You called it Darius. Like, you gave it a whole nigga name and shit. That's not what it's called.
I saw the flyer once and moved on. Is that the one that Chris Brown was at that day?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. It's nice from the outside, because I definitely wasn't inside it. Let's see, anything, because we got Cardi B. Cardi B was at the Made in America Festival. She met Beyonce and Beyonce's mom, and she performed. And before she got off the stage, she said her album is dropping in October.
Yo, real quick, if you can have this much success off of a couple hit songs, I say reap it all in. Just reap it all in.
So you saying like drop the album October? Or
no, I'm saying like, you know how people have been like going back and forth like, oh, what if she's just like this one hit, or like if she, you know, she doesn't have any staying power, like she's getting all this because this song's hot right now and everything like that. And I feel like if you are getting all this credibility, like you getting to perform at Made in America, you getting shows in Vegas, she went to Atlanta after this.
Yeah, she's at Luda Day Parade weekend.
And she meeting Beyonce, Beyonce's mom and stuff like that. Reap it all in, man.
Yeah, you know what I like?
Who cares if you ain't around next year?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I like an artist in their first year of success, because an artist in their first year of success mirrors what we would be in our first year of success. And we should always appreciate when you get, you know, them humble and like, oh my God, so much is happening, or this is crazy, because we've all seen that artist go from 4 or 5 years to now to being like, oh, I don't stop autographs, or I can't do this, I can't do that. Like, appreciate that first year of like, this is amazing, and I'm trying to soak all this in. And you're right, she might not. And it's weird, because I feel like we are in a society of want to call shit early. I don't care if Cardi B is not around in 2 years. Doesn't mean anything to me. So what I mean by that, I don't need to get on Twitter and be like, man, y'all feeling this Cardi B shit, but watch. So just I can retweet myself years ahead, or be on the other hand and be like, Cardi finna be in the Rap Hall of Fame, watch, and then retweet. I don't care. Just enjoy now. Just enjoy Bodak Yellow. I don't care if it's a simple ass song with a dope beat. It's catchy as fuck. Let's move on. The album, which we will review, because it's Cardi B. Because I think me and Manny Von Dane did the Gangsta Bitch music. We did Volume 2 at least. We didn't do Volume 1. So, yeah, we'll check it out. I'm glad it's October. I don't know what's coming in October, but cool.
So when's the album dropping?
She just said October.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Hopefully it's as hot as these singles.
Yeah, I mean, Cadillac. Everybody, like, Cadillac was kind of catchy too. With the
I like that song. That's what I'm saying. Like, she got a couple hits. You know, people may want to sit back, you know, check her staying power, but who cares? Yeah. She's living her best life right now.
Yeah, and she's striking while the iron hot, because it's crazy that her album is about to drop before Young and May and Dave East. And I feel like those two probably had a bigger buzz, you know, when their buzz was buzzing and they didn't drop the albums. So I'm like, you never would have predicted that. Let's get this Lonzo Ball shit. You see this, Sarah J?
What about him?
So they got this Ball in the Family show. I guess it airs on Facebook. I'm not logging into Facebook to watch TV. And he was talking about he doesn't listen to quote unquote real hip hop. He says that shit is outdated. Real hip hop is Migos and Future.
Yeah, but he's like 12, so that's all he knows.
His words shouldn't carry weight. Yes, his father is out there. He got a little way of doing things, but Lonzo just plays basketball, right? Drafted by the Lakers. He's the same dude who said 21 Savage album was better than 444. So why do I care what like a 20-year-old says? I mean, T.I. responded, talking about the Lakers might fuck around and piss test you. The T.I., you know, he was like, you know, Nas is dope. But I believe Nas is dope. Listen, who cares what kids say? I think the important thing is Lil B says he might curse him. And Lil B curses are real. He gave it to James Harden. He gave it to Kevin Durant. He lifted that curse when Kevin Durant came over here. And look what happened. Kevin, y'all don't fuck with Lil B, the bass guy. Like, no. Shoot, you do not want that heat. Oh, man. Pusha T, King Push. We've been waiting forever for this album. I think like Kanye West Daily tweeted that the album is coming soon and it's going to be entirely produced by Kanye West.
Thoughts? Kanye West is working?
Maybe. I don't know what a whole Kanye West album produced would sound like anymore. Like, it's been a while since I've seen him just, you know, he tinkers with, he co-produces, but I don't remember the last one. He executive produced that Tiger album, which was trash, but I don't know what what are we going to do? I mean, what is he going to do? I'm looking forward to it. I want to hear. I love, because we just came off of 444. They had No ID do the whole production. I think the Ace Hood album had just one producer. I like that. I remember not Kanye West, DJ Premier wanted to do a whole album with Jay-Z. And I thought that would have been dope, but Jay-Z didn't think that. And I mean, if Dre wanted to produce a whole album, I would love to listen to that.
I don't know. I guess if Kanye's in his right mind, I mean, we might get some hot shit. Let's not forget. First of all, Pusha T's not Tiger. Let's just put that out there. And we watched Made in America last night, right?
Yeah.
And we watched Jay-Z do some songs that he did a lot of songs that Kanye West produced.
Somebody in the subreddit, the Hip Hop Head subreddit said, all these Kanye West songs are giving me blue balls. Because he was just like, is Kanye going to show up? Like,
I mean, it would have been great if he did. Don't get me wrong. It would have been phenomenal.
Let's pause right there. When do you think we see it? Because I thought Made in America Festival would have been the perfect time to bring out Kanye on stage, right? Because of those songs that they were doing, Jay was doing the other night, right? Last night. But then I'm looking down, I'm like, well, he's not going to bring him out on SNL. I'll tell you guys what to watch this week. He's not going to bring him out on SNL. That wouldn't make any sense. Can't do the Grammys. I mean, you could, but you don't have a song. You know, if you perform at the Grammys, you're going to perform your song. So it's just, is it going to be like a Madison Square Garden stop, you know, or Chicago stop?
Like, it's going to be like when he brought out Nas at a summer jam or some shit, however that works.
Yeah, I can see that. And I'm going to be upset because I'm like, man, I got to watch it through somebody's cell phone. Maybe Tidal would record it or something like that and we can catch it.
What if it's just not going to happen? What if it's done?
No, I don't think in 2017, Jay and Kanye never connect again for the rest of our lives, unless somebody has an untimely death, like passes early. I do not see that happening. But yeah, looking forward to
the question. They haven't talked in like 2 years.
No, they talked. Remember, it went to the house for a birthday party or some crap like that.
No, that never got confirmed.
Yes, it did. You didn't listen to the interview. Yes, it did. Because I think B. Dot asked Jay, because Jay says, oh, we'll talk. And he's like, I thought he came to the house. He's like, yeah. He didn't say like, that never happened. He was like, yeah, but as if to say like, yeah, that wasn't the time to talk. Like, you got a big ass house. I'm pretty sure y'all could have went off to a side room. So what I'm saying, by Jay not denying that story, lets me know that story would happen. Like, he might have just not wanted to.
Yeah, but you can go to somebody's birthday party, right? Or go to somebody's house. There's probably a bunch of people there. And y'all could be on opposite ends of the house.
Yeah. So you're saying, you're not necessarily saying, well, if that story is true, you're saying that still don't mean they talked.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. It's probably going on 2 years, because was Jay-Z on The Life of Pablo anywhere?
No, but they were in good spirits then. I mean,
how do we know?
Well, he paid for that exclusivity or whatever. All right. Speaking of not talking, we finally got some new news from Sam Smith, Sarah J.
Yes. I just read this on Twitter.
Yeah, he said the new album is coming. He thanks all his fans. He put this on Instagram. So hold up. Are you trying to tell us we might have a Taylor Swift and a Sam Smith in the fourth quarter?
Who cares? I'm just going to go be all for Sam Smith. It's not like we're getting Adele, too.
No. You got to wait till the next. That should be like, you know how Vegas has prop bets? That should be like bet on the next age. I'm going 30.
The next age of what?
Her album. She does 21, 19 to 25, right? Their ages, right? I'm thinking 30. All right. Put it down. 30.
A Vegas prop. 30,
or 32. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the Sam Smith. We got anything else? I don't know, Sarah J.
Anyways, the single drops this Friday, September 8th.
Oh, he didn't put that part in the Instagram paper. I only have the Instagram post. I don't have anything else. I didn't know that he said a single was dropping.
Well, I'm excited because I feel like it's been forever since we heard from Sam Smith.
It has.
He lost weight. I mean, we don't have George Michael anymore, and Adele's talking about she ain't going to tour no more. So, you know, he has to be the next thing.
So you replace a gay man with a gay man. All right, cool. All right, listen, what you guys can watch, that Biggie documentary, when you guys listening to that, was already aired, but it's going to come back on a Thursday. It's A&E. I'm going to put this out here in the atmosphere. I want me and you to watch this, Sarah J, and then we do a recap on it. Shouldn't be that hard.
That shit said it's on from 7 to 10.
So what?
We don't got time to watch that.
Tuesday when you get on. We got some podcasts to record, but we'll knock it out. We'll start it Tuesday, maybe watch half, and then finish it up on Wednesday, and then we'll come down here and record it. Yeah, all right, cool. The Jay-Z will be on SNL this week, right?
SNL coming back this week?
Is it this week?
Thought it was next week.
Oh, man, they should. You know what? He should do it this week, because, I mean, it's football season. SNL, Jay-Z, when is it? Let's see. Oh, no, it's far. It's September 30th. Shit. All right, don't watch that. What else I got for you guys to watch? Oh, the Snap Notorious documentary. It's about Tupac. That airs on Oxygen. It's
Why
a two-hour.
Is Oxygen doing a Snapped on Tupac?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's a two-hour episode that will recount the night the rapper was fatally shot in Las Vegas in 96, and is reported to include interviews from Danny Boy, Yo-Yo, DJ Mr. C, Pac's first manager, Lila Steinberg, musical journalist Torre, who never turns down anything, and other close friends and fellow MCs. So I'll check that out. A lot of songs. All right. Frank Ocean did Provider. Didn't check that out. I think he did his Blonde. And I wanted to check out. They said he dropped a verse on 2 Chainz Rolls Royce. And they said he actually snapped. What else? The Maroon 5 SZA song. It was okay. I don't even know what Maroon 5 is doing. Because remember, wasn't it last September that they dropped the song with Kendrick? And then I felt like it was like earlier this year, they dropped the song with The Future. And I'm like, what are we going with this?
They dropped that song with Kendrick. But then like if you listen to pop stations or anything like that, they just completely took Kendrick's whole verse out of there.
Yeah, they did the same with... what you call it? R&B stations. ASAP Rocky album was supposed to be coming in 2017. Division, Morning Trailer, what else I got? Kendrick Lamar, Mac Miller on DJ Clay Slay's Cold Summer. Little B's offering verses. I should have brought this up to rappers in Houston, you know, doing his help. Oh, Janae Aiko album is coming. It's called Trip 17. I don't know if that's this year or not.
As long as it's not 2188 or whatever they're supposed to call that next album.
Chloe and Haley to appear on Blackish spinoff. Fabulous going to do Summertime Shootout 3. He dropped that Flip Mode remix. He said the album's supposed to drop this Friday, but it didn't. So maybe next Friday. Let's see. Noriega and Pharrell, Uno Mas. Cool little song. Ty Dolla $ign featuring Damian Marley and Skrillex, So Am I. T Grizzly and Meek Mill. Did Beef, that was okay. Sammy featuring Rick Ross, Good Life. Jason Derulo, If I'm Lucky. A lot of songs drop, y'all, a lot. Rick Ross, Jumping Ship. The Cool Kids featuring Jeremiah, 9:15 p.m. That was all right. I don't even know what this Rick Ross, Jumping Ship was for. That Jason Derulo, that was all right. I listened to all these damn songs. Kay Trinata, he just dropped 3 instrumentals. So if you want to write to something, rap to something, sing to something, you can check that out. And I think that might be it. Albums, Audio Push dropped an album. And who else? Earth Gang. Let's see. Audio Push, Last Lights Left. I think it's supposed to say, yeah. And then What is the other Earth Gang? And I think they just recently signed to what's it called? J. Cole's Dreamville. Yeah, and I first heard them on J.I.D.'s album. So that's like an EP. It's called Rags. And I think that was basically it for, like, you know, our listenership, unless you guys.
Lil Uzi Vert's EXO Life Tour video dropped today. Good for him. It's about time.
No, he already had a video. This is just a new video for it.
What? I never seen a video for that.
It's like basically a concert video. I'm almost positive there was actually an EXO Tour Life video before this one dropped. Yeah. Oh, no. Where is it at? Maybe not.
No, there wasn't.
There was? I thought I saw something. Hold on, man. I know I'm that crazy because I saw Reddit talking about the damn thing. They was like, we've already had a video for this and blah, blah, blah. So this is kind of like a remix visual. All right. So thank God it was up front. So someone says, I like him smoking the blunt and driving the car better, to be honest. So maybe he did. He just sat in his car because it said at this point, that video is iconic of what the song is. To have a video now just seems like taking a really well-recognized part of the song out and substituting in some new shit, almost like a visual remix. So there was something, like maybe it was just him sitting in the car smoking or whatever. But I'm like, there was something else before this video showed up. Because, I mean, golly, the song is really old to now just getting a video. Shout out to him for showing up to being like the number one album this week, though.
Yeah, good for him. He has a following. He's always had a following, though.
Yep. All right. We ready to get out of here? Oh, you know what? Before we get out of here, late registration turned something. I don't know what it turned. It's one of my favorite Kanye West albums. I know you hate it. I don't know why you hate it, because you're a hater.
Because it's too damn long.
Do you have a favorite song off late registration, Sarah J? Before we get out of here, we're talking Kanye West.
No.
August 30th, 2015. So it turned 12. You know what song I like off that album? First of all, I love the Drive Slow remix. I know that's not on the album, but I like the Drive Slow. But is it Late? Late. I'll Be Late for That. And then, which is the hidden track. What's the other one he says? Why everything I do would make me feel so bad. What's that one called? Ba-da-ba-ba.
I don't remember. I don't like the album. The only one I like is like Crack Addiction. Music. That's it.
Oh, remember they took the Gaines verse off of it? And that was good. He said JC did that. And the Gaines verse is actually pretty good. And then the Roses song. I mean, people still use, like, man, make sure you give people their roses while they're here. And you know what? That's not a long album. I mean, yes, it's 21 tracks, but there's some skits on there. There's like 4 skits.
That's still 17 tracks, John.
But what about the Common song, which is like only a minute long? I'm on my way home.
That's like spoken word. That's like poetry.
Yeah, it's 1 minute, 43 seconds. Yeah. Listen, I look at Kanye West's late registration the same way as like Jay-Z's Volume 1. A lot of people do not appreciate that album. I think it's amazing. All right.
I thought people didn't appreciate 808s and Heartbreaks.
Nah, that album gets a lot of respect to me. At one and only, at Sarah J., at Studio Flow Pod. Yeah, pause. Look, Sarah thought he was going to do something else. All right. You guys know what to do. Rate, review, subscribe. Check out our other podcasts on 1550 app. Until next time, peace. How about